This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you're in the business of higher education, and honestly, probably even if you're not, you're aware of the increasing focus on how colleges and universities are handling sexual assaults on campus. 70 schools, plus or minus, are under investigation for the way that they treat that issue. And tomorrow, the White House is expected to unveil a nationwide plan to do something about it. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
You don't have to look any farther than the University of California, Berkeley, to see that sexual violence is a top concern. This fall, the school made its sexual violence training mandatory. All but 500 students showed up. School spokesperson Claire Holmes says the clock is ticking for the no-shows.
If they do not complete the training by October 1st, then we will put a hold on their registration for the spring semester.
Schools around the nation have gotten the memo, says Terry Hartle with the American Council on Education. It's certainly in university and colleges' long-term financial interest to toughen up their response to sexual assault. Hartle says he's seen a dramatic rise in student, faculty, and security training.
That is clearly the most obvious immediate action. It is also in many ways the easiest.
Hartle says finding ways to investigate and resolve these cases is a more complicated and difficult matter. But there's pressure on colleges and universities to act because schools out of compliance with federal Title IX rules could lose funding for student aid. Attorney Kari Simon, who represents victims of sexual assault, says there are businesses out there ready to offer quick fixes.
We're seeing folks that are kind of calling themselves trainers or experts who maybe haven't been around all that long saying, you know, pay me this and I'll get you in compliance. But it's really about checking the box and not about getting to the heart of the issues and changing rape culture.
The question is, how will prospective students and their parents know if a school is safe or not? Simon says it's incumbent on us to be smart consumers and research policies and procedures before ever stepping foot on campus. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.